the morning wonder of I Am Earl. This is Travis.
How's it going, folks?
All right. Hey, did you have a good weekend?
Oh, man. What didn't I do this weekend?
What didn't you do?
I didn't do anything.
All right. Fantastic. That's good.
What'd you do?
I went and saw Renfield.
Yeah? How was that?
Yeah. It's good. It's gory. Lots of gore. It's fun. Funny gore.
I meant to tell you, have you seen the trailer for the movie Sisu?
Sisu.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's like a mixture of like John Wick, Mad Max. It's a movie made from Russia.
Oh, no. I did not see.
It's coming out this week. Well, you didn't see John Wick, did you?
No.
Because the trailer is before John Wick. But it looks so... If you had money, if you had $1 million, you would have made this movie.
This is my movie.
Yeah, this is Earl movie. There's a lot of Earl movies out there, but this one looks particularly Earl movie. Like, he has a pickaxe, and he's riding a... what's that? There's motorcycles in Indiana Jones 3 with him and his dad.
Yeah, it's got a sidecar.
Yeah, so he's driving a bike with a sidecar, and he's playing chicken with an airplane. And the airplane takes off, and he takes his pickaxe that he's got and puts it in the belly of the plane, and he gets taken away on the plane. And yeah,
that's definitely a movie I would see.
It looks so ridiculously fun, and it's bloody and gory, and because they had the Red Band trailer, yeah, before the John Wick, and so. But yeah, look up Sisu.
Sisu, I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, it looks like it's gonna be so stupid fun, and it comes out, or actually comes out the 28th.
All right.
Not this week. Next week.
Let's see. And I also
watched. Thank you.
On Peacock, they have Cocaine Bear.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Did you see it?
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, it was very bloody and yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, the real story of the cocaine did bear, he probably had like a whole bunch of energy for like 10 minutes and then his heart exploded.
Yeah, it probably made him sick or whatever, and that was it. But it was slightly based on actual events.
Yes, yeah, slightly. Like, it happened, what, like 3-4 years ago?
Like,
and this one is set in the 80s.
Django happened. Django was slightly based on a true story. So
yeah, slightly. Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but I mean, yeah, it was based on slavery and the horribleness of that, and that's about it.
Right. Yeah. So
don't you like it when they go, based on true events, and it's like there was one thing that mildly happened.
One piece
turned that into an entire story.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate that when they're trying to sell real life. They're trying to sell real life for this movie, you know? It grinds my gears.
Right. Anyway. Yeah, so that's what I did this weekend. Oh, we had a birthday party for Serenity, and the food was good because I made it.
Yeah, don't pat yourself on the back too. Are there very horror ones?
That's all right. Ouch! 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 Ooh! Pat myself on the back.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Yeah.
I was about to say, do we want to start getting to the news? See?
Let's get to some news.
I don't have a ton, but I got about enough news for us to fill 20 minutes.
Perfect. There's a movie called Barbarian on HBO Max, and somebody at work said, I think Earl would like this movie. I don't think anybody else would, but I think Earl would like this movie. So,
Barbarian?
Yeah, something like that.
Is it Conan the Barbarian?
No, it's Richard Brake plays something. I don't know.
Richard Brake.
He was Doomhead in 31.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'm in control.
Yeah.
I know, Clint. I'm in control.
Yeah.
Did you hear they announced the casting for the Creature Commandos?
No.
That DC is going to come out with?
Isn't it like Frankenstein and Dracula?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frankenstein is going to be David Harbour.
That's a good one.
It's mostly unknowns, but they have two or three big names, like Frank Grillo is playing Rick Flag Sr.
Okay.
And Two Dicks.
Oh, the good old Two Dicks.
He's going to be in there. I forgot what he's going to be, but he's going to be in there. And James Gunn, Weasel is going to be back.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, Sean Gunn.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really haven't said anybody else but Frankenstein other than him.
Well, you know that Universal Studios has to be kicking themselves in the ass, right?
Yeah.
Because they own the best monsters, and they didn't think of this.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get back to it. But before Renfield, did you see the trailer for the movie about the ship that's carrying Dracula?
Yes.
Dude, yes. Holy shit, that looks so good.
That looks really cool. That's...
I mean, I already know how it's going to end.
Yeah.
But if that's how the Dark Universe takes off, that would be a great way to start.
That would be a great way to start the Dark Universe over, you know?
Yeah. Because it's based on Bram Stoker's Captain's Log, right? The chapter he did in the book.
Yeah, but it's more like Nosferatu.
Oh.
You know, Nosferatu, actually, Bram Stoker stole that from Nosferatu.
Mm. So Nosferatu was actually a guy? Or?
Yeah.
But he replaced with Nosferatu with...
He's Count Orlok, the, you know, the big-eared, bald, big-teeth vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Nosferatu was, he was a real guy. He wrote the book.
No. Bram Stoker wrote the book, but he got the idea from the Nosferatu, came over on a ship.
Oh, okay.
And then after that, I mean, Bram Stoker was like, no, okay, so what we're going to do is, you know, he came up with the idea of moving the dirt from his homeland with him, and you can only be invited into a place and stuff like that. Like, it was like Bob Kane and Bill Finger, you know, like Bob Kane created Batman, but Bill Finger created everything that was cool about him.
Mm.
So I forget who created Nosferatu, but Bram Stoker created everything that was cool about Dracula. So,
With this new Dracula coming out, who would you cast as Dracula?
if we were doing a okay, so what are we doing, a like a Avengers type but with monsters?
Sure, why not?
Okay, so what I would do is I would have for Frankenstein, I'm gonna go Stallone. Right? And then for Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, I'm going to go with Michael Caine. And for the werewolf, I'm going to go with I think maybe I'm. That's going to be a surprise. Then.
And are you going to have a fourth person there? Or?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking this is just the beginning where they're trying to be brought in by Van Helsing. Van Helsing is creating a super group, right?
And Van Helsing is Jason Statham.
Van Helsing is Jason Statham. And I think it would go a little something like this. Well, good evening, gents. We're putting together a super group. That's right. Now you've met my creation. Well, he's not exactly mine. But I got him working again. Ain't that right, Frank?
Hey, you know, master, you know, he put the bolts in my neck and, you know, he's got me feeling pretty good. You know, before I was a little mentally irregular, but, you know, right now I feel like, you know, a million volts. You know, that's a little Frankenstein joke, you see, because I got electricity going through my body. I saw the Bride of Frankenstein. I'd like to shoot a little voltage in her, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, bloody hell. Oh, and here we go. Here's the elusive Dr. Jekyll. Might we see your alter ego? Well, well, well. Now, bloody hell. I've been told that sometimes my alter ego will switch off like a light switch and I become somebody totally new. Ooh! I told you I'm somebody new! Fire! And I knew Dr. Jekyll would come out. Mr. Hyde, rather. And now, here we are. We've got our werewolf. He looks ferocious. And I can't wait to see what he can do.
Well, damn it. How did I get here? I'll tell you. This is weird. I'm covered in hair. Oh! Damn it, Bobby. Where's my kids at? Oh, shit.
I knew this Dark Empire was going to suck. Blood! End scene.
It's okay, Dan. I don't know you. It's my purse. Oh, that was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, but back to the monsters, though. But with the creature commando, since it's like technically a bunch of unknowns, because they're doing voice work too, right?
Yeah. They'll probably have a shotgun in it.
Well, yeah, I was about to say with shotgun, you know, it's not that big of a leap for him to
do voice work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him or Two Dicks.
Right. Good old Two Dicks.
Good old Two Dicks.
That's right.
One of my buddies, they watch the entire season of Andor, and I go, does his character K-9 show up at the end? And he's like, I think they saved him for season 2.
I started watching it, but I don't know. It's not as entertaining as the Mandalorian, you know?
No. What episode did you get up to?
For Andor?
Yeah.
Like 2?
See, episode like 3 is like is picks up so much, and then after that it slows back down.
I didn't want to bore everybody. I was watching TV. I was watching it, and everybody else was watching it too. And I was like, all right, well.
Like, you don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, some of these people haven't seen the entire series yet.
Yeah. If you want to watch TV with a group of people, you want something exciting. You don't want something that's, something that you get. Because you can sit and watch that because you know it's going to have a big, great payoff.
Yeah.
But you feel bad. Yeah. At least that's what I think.
I sat around with the whole family who watched Cocaine Bear last night.
See, that's good. That's good for the whole family.
It is. Wait, Rebecca didn't sleep. That's fine.
Yeah. Wait, you said she didn't sleep?
Yeah, she was so scared afterwards.
Oh, she's afraid that a bear is going to come to Arkansas.
Yeah.
You guys do get bears, though, right?
Yeah, we got some bears.
Okay. Me and a couple commander, we went up to Mount Charleston last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And that didn't count as the weekend, so I didn't count that. So we went up and I go, do you think there's bears up here? And he's like, no. I was like, it'd be funny if there was.
Nothing can live in Nevada.
No. Yeah. It's too hot.
Sorry.
Did you see the trailer for Indy yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
What do you think?
I can't wait to see it.
I showed Mom, and she, I'm taking her to go see it.
Yeah. Can't believe it.
Because I think it's smart that they're doing a lot. They're showing younger Harrison Ford.
Yeah, that way you can remember him when he was.
I mean, I know what's coming. We're going to see a lot of old Indiana Jones, but.
Good.
I was about to say, they should just do the James Earl Jones treatment. Just pay for his likeness, and you make all these new Indiana Jones movies with Harrison Ford's likeness, his voice, and you just pay for his likeness, you know?
Yeah.
Since he's too old to make movies.
Yeah, do deep fake.
You have somebody else doing that young, that crazy shit. He's too old for it. You know?
Yeah. He really is. He's like 82.
I thought, wasn't he just 80 or no?
I don't think so. He was the same age as Dad. So.
Okay.
I don't know how old that is, but
80, because Dad was born in 43.
All right, so
you're like, oh damn it, my math has done me in. Well, speaking of trailers, did you see the trailer for Penguin?
Yes, I did. That looked really good.
That looks, it looks like, I thought it was like it reminded me of Sopranos-esque.
I thought so too.
Because I'm glad that it's not going full Penguin from the comic book.
Yes.
Or movies.
Yeah, it's taking a different turn.
Yeah, I like that aspect, but Colin Farrell, I think, is going to knock you out of the park.
Yeah, he looks really good. People probably can't believe that it's Colin Farrell.
Yeah, it looks like who's that one guy?
Tony Soprano?
No, the guy that Colin Farrell looks like.
Oh, who did I say he looks like?
Not Manny Patinkin, but Richard Karn.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't know where I pulled that out.
Good job.
I had no idea. Yeah, so, can you imagine you spent hours in the makeup chair and there's already an asshole that looks just like you?
Richard Karn walks in, he's like, "Hey, everybody." And Colin Farrell's like, "Aw, shite."
You gotta work on your eyes. Too good.
Probably. Oh,
mighty. It started production today, or not today, but it's gonna start production in a few weeks because they're finishing up the script right now. They're gonna do a Super Troopers 3.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen the second one.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm afraid to watch it because the first one is so good that like
it's definitely, you watch it, you know, like this first one was so much better.
Yeah.
There are a couple of like really good, there are good things. Like it has Will Sasso.
Yeah.
He plays a Mountie in the movie.
Yeah.
He does a really good job. It has Rob Lowe.
Oh, wow.
And he's a Canadian mayor.
That's funny.
What else? But yeah, it makes you watch it and you go, I should turn this off from the first one.
Yeah, right? Well, hey, but you know, did you see that Broken Lizard is coming out with Your Highness type movie? It's called Quasi. It comes out on 420 on Hulu, I think.
Broken Lizard?
Yeah.
It's called Quasi?
Yeah, it's about Quasimodo.
Mm.
And the Pope comes to town and he's going to grant one person a miracle or whatever.
Mm.
And Quasimodo wins the thing and he's like, the Pope's like, "Oh shit, he's going to make me like want me to heal this wretch or whatever." And they're like, "Maybe we could just kill him." So I think that's what's...
That's money.
Yeah. It's about murder. It's fun. It's cool.
Murder can sometimes be fun.
Absolutely.
Like murdering your wife. Not this wife, your ex-wife.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, clarify. Otherwise, I'll get murdered.
Yeah. You know, wait, she's not there right now, is she?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm
kidding. Because if she heard me say that, she'd be like, "What? You mean a sex wife?"
That's right. Anyway. Yeah, I saw Super Troopers 2.
Mm.
I mean, I saw the preview for it. I saw that they were making three. That's what I saw.
Well, speaking of murder, say if you're dating this girl.
Here we go.
And you find out she is a serial killer, but she's going to lure you in with a blowjob.
Sure.
But then when she's going down on you, you grab her head and you just suffocate her while she's down there. And you know what you say to her?
What do you say?
You should have killed me when you had the chance.
There you Woo! Go.
Too much cardio.
That's a lot of cardio. That's
a lot of cardio.
Oh, you went so far for that one.
Yeah. Ready?
Yep.
Well, it's time once again. Yes, it is, my friend. It's time for the Marvel BJ. We'll give you all the news in the MCUs, and then we'll be on our way. We got Sally Hawk and Mighty Thor, and when we get done, our mouth will be sore. But this is it, and here it comes. This is the Marvel BJ.
So, not that much on BJ this week, but I do have, did you see the new Marvels trailer?
Yes, I did. We were talking about that. It was supposed to launch the day of the last time we did the show. Yeah. I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah. It looks promising.
It does. It looks like a lot of fun. It's still the most hated trailer on YouTube right now.
Oh, really?
Oh, people just hate bad on the Marvels.
Everybody hates Brie Larson.
They do. She looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks promising.
I thought so.
Like, and after I say I might give Miss Marvel another shot on Disney Plus because she didn't annoy me.
Yeah, watch the movie first and then go back and watch thing.
Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that really turned me off about Miss Marvel is that I thought they were doing too much. And they're trying to get, like, an agenda through.
Trying to get what?
I got you. Like, there was so much LGBTQ alphabet people. Like, they're throwing so much of that stuff. And it's like, I mean, if you put it in, like, subliminally, like, everybody knows Robin's gay.
Yeah.
But you just have him team up with Batman and he's wearing Speedos. You don't say anything about it. You just keep fighting crime like there's no problem. This guy's fighting crime with his dick hanging out.
You just say, stop being a faggot and suck that dick. Come on, Robin. We gotta go. Right? No.
There we go. But, like, I don't mind, like, if they, like, hit around it. But when you just start doing, like, gay stuff after everything.
America Chavez, my two moms. Like, okay, you got two moms. Well, let's see them scissoring. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, like the way she said that I was like, that's fine. You know, I have no problem with that. But if you say you throw too much gay out there, you turn into, oh, you're a bigot or you're Kid Rock.
Yeah, right? Shit.
And he's like, oh, I'm not drinking Bud Light. It's all about Coors. And Coors like, the fuck you are. Have you seen that meme?
No.
Where Bud Light's or it's not, it wasn't a meme, but it's like a little cartoon, and Kid Rock's like, Budweiser is gay. I'm going to go drink Coors. And you see Coors can go, the fuck you are. And it changes its colors on the can.
It's funny.
Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, sorry to get on a rant there. But
no, but I get it. You know, you're tired of seeing this shit. You know, like, let's get back to telling the story. It doesn't matter how gay the character is, all right? Like, in Alpha Flight, you know, they got gay characters. Yeah, North Star is gay, but it's they're not showing him pull down the guy's pants and bone him there. You know, it's like, we got to save the world first, and then I can bone you.
So. Yeah, then I can fuck Sasquatch.
Yeah. And show fuck up Sasquatch's ass.
He just has him as a butt plug. Well, like, I mean, yeah, there's nothing wrong with being gay, but it's just,
yeah,
my dad was gay. It's just I think it's like they're trying to convince children to start
cutting their dicks off.
Smoking hog, you know?
Yeah. Wait until you're a little bit older before you decide you want to cut your dick off.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, like, until you're, like, you know. 13. Oh, you know, like, yeah. You can't really cut your dick off if you're 5. At least wait until you're 7.
Yeah. I mean, if you do, it's probably because you had an accident on some scissors or something.
Yeah.
All right.
It does. It looks really fun, and I don't know who's gonna be the bad guy in this movie. I think it's gonna be Denver or something.
No, did you see? It was what's her name? The she's the new accuser.
Denbar.
Something like that.
It's like D-E-N dash
But she's a Cree, and or you know from and yeah, she's the new accuser.
So she's Ronan. So she's taking over Ronan's spot.
Basically, yeah. I mean, there's other zealots like Ronan, but everybody, all the accusers carry one of those hammers.
Mm.
So it's not like oh, that's Ronan's hammer. There's lots of those.
Yeah. But so, do you think they're gonna, like, with the multiverse about to come out, they're gonna? You think that's going to give their chance to switch it up and get a new Nick Fury or what?
No, I think they'll what they'll do is they're going to try and find somebody that can take over for Nick. You know, he won't be around forever, so.
Oh, yeah, but like, you know how I'm saying, like, Robert Downey Jr. is always going to be Iron Man. So I don't know if they can ever find somebody to replace him. But Nick Fury in the comics started out as a white guy. But he became Samuel L. Jackson because
Samuel
Jackson was Samuel L. Jackson.
No, well, they did in the comics, they did the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah.
And when they did the Ultimates, they made Nick Fury Samuel Jackson. Because that's what the writer thought Nick Fury should be. Is, you know, he wanted somebody badass. So they made him Samuel Jackson. And when they were doing the movies, they took from the comics and they made him Samuel Jackson. So.
It was a good casting.
Do you ever read the Ultimates? I mean, the Ultimate Comics?
No.
It's pretty much what the MCU is, because Thor doesn't wear the helmet, and Cap has a more soldier-esque kind of costume with, like, you know, like packs on his belt, and he's got combat boots, and
he's got America's ass.
Yeah, he's got America's ass, and that's why they chose the Ultimates Captain America for this. But
did they still do that series or no?
Do what?
Did they still do the Ultimates or no?
No. There was a crisis a couple of years ago. They had a kind of back when Wanda was doing the No More Mutants thing. And they brought all the universes together into one, and so the Ultimate Universe collided with Earth 616.
Yeah, that doesn't really work out. It's like, because they're just going to come up with a new timeline, you know.
They will, because you know how, like, you and I grew out of comics, but there's kids out there that will still read them, but they have to, you know, you want to explain the comic, from a jumping on point to where it's easy to understand, and you don't want the kids to be like, shit, I know the character, but I have no idea what's going on here. Yeah, so.
Do you have anything else for this week's BJ or no?
Oh, no, man.
Okay. Take us out.
All right. We're on our way. We took 1794, now I'm done with 84.
Is that you? No, that's a picture of Benny Hill.
I can see technology is really kicking your producer's ass.
Yeah, she's it's a picture of Benny Hill, and she's like, "Is that you?" And I'm like, "No."
Yes, I'm an old Englishman.
Yeah, we all look like we're perverts. Lastly, did you watch this week's episode or last week's episode of Mandalorian?
I did. That's good. You like it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Does Carlos Esposito, does he have it in his contract that he's in the last two episodes of this every season?
Yes.
No, next week or tomorrow's episode is going to be the last episode of the year, season.
Well, from what I understand, Dave Filoni said that people are going to be sad yet satisfied with the end of the season.
Dave Filoni, more like Dave Baloney.
Right? Yeah, you're right. It is Dave Baloney.
But yeah, I thought it was really good. I kind of almost teared up when that big...
Yeah, the big heavy guy.
Yeah, the big guy with the Gatling gun. That Mandalorian went down.
Yeah, he blasted his gun until it melted and then...
Yeah.
Then pulled out his knife and started stabbing fools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vibrator knife.
Yeah. And then it showed that the... you know what badasses the Red Royal Guards from the Jedi Rises is.
Wait, was Those are the Red Emperor's guards?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was wondering, I was like, are those from the new, the Rise of Skywalker or what?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it took three of them to take him down, but.
Yeah, he kicked their ass.
And then you had Grogu Cop.
Yes, part man, part cop, all Grogu.
Yeah, he was good too.
No. Yes.
I mean, technically, he did talk, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, overall, I would say it was a solid 8.
Yeah, I'd go 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to get too crazy with it.
Actually, this entire season has been, I really enjoyed it.
Was the season finale last year the one with Luke Skywalker, or was that the one before?
No, that was, well, last year they didn't have a season, it was Boba Fett.
No, I mean the last.
Yeah, that was the one with Luke.
That was a 10. That was a 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Crap my pants.
Yeah. And then you see Luke. You're like, oh. Yeah.
Oh, Luke. Yeah, that was good.
Anything else?
No, I got nothing.
No. Yeah. No, I'm tapped out.
All right, everybody. Hey, if you enjoyed this edition of Morning Woodruff, you can tune in every Tuesday morning around this time for a brand new episode. And you can probably find us on the Anchor app, Spotify, and Apple Music, maybe. And wherever music is found, I don't know. Check under the seat.
Yeah.
And you can find us on YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, or, of course, Spotify, and Apple Music, maybe.
Yeah, he does sound good. well, just to interrupt you, we are going to be doing a special live show next week.
That's right.
When me and Earl face to face, tip to tip,
we face the music.
Yep.
That's right. Looking forward to it. Big, exciting show. Mm. Big, exciting show. Big, exciting show. It's the BES. The big, exciting show.
The biz.
It's the biz. Anyway, we'll give you the biz next week.
Okay.
Right here on Morning.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Morning Woodruff. I am Earl. This is Travis.
How's it going, folks?
All right. Hey, did you have a good weekend?
Oh, man. What didn't I do this weekend?
What didn't you do?
I didn't do anything.
All right. Fantastic. That's good.
What'd you do?
I went and saw Renfield.
Yeah? How was that?
Yeah. It's good. It's gory. Lots of gore. That's fun. Funny gore.
I meant to tell you, have you seen the trailer for the movie Sisu?
Sisu.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's like a mixture of like John Wick, Mad Max. It's a movie made from Russia.
Oh, no. I did not see.
It's coming out this week. Well, you didn't go see, you didn't see John Wick, did you?
No.
Because the trailer is before John Wick. but it looks so. If you had money, if you had $1 million, you would have made this movie.
This is my movie.
Yeah, this is Earl movie. I mean, there's a lot of Earl movies out there, but this one looks particularly Earl movie. Like, he has a pickaxe, and he's riding a, what's that? There's motorcycles in Indiana Jones 3 with him and his dad.
Yeah, it's got a sidecar.
Yeah, so he's driving a bike with a sidecar, and he's playing chicken with an airplane. And the airplane takes off, and he takes his pickaxe that he's got and puts it in the belly of the plane, and he gets taken away on the plane. And yeah,
that's definitely a movie I would see.
It looks so ridiculously fun, and it's bloody and gory, and because they had the Red Band trailer, yeah, before the John Wick, and so. But yeah, look up Sisu.
Sisu. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be so stupid fun. And it comes out, or actually comes out the 28th.
All right.
Not this week. Next week.
Next week. Let's see. And I also
watched you.
On Peacock, they have Cocaine Bear.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, did you see it?
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, it was very bloody and yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Whereas, like the real story of the cocaine did bear, he probably had like a whole bunch of energy for like 10 minutes, and then his heart exploded.
Yeah, it probably made him sick or whatever, and that was it. But it was slightly based on actual events.
Yes, slightly. Like, it happened, what, like 3-4 years ago?
Like,
this one is set in the 80s?
Django happened. Django was slightly based on a true story. So
yeah. Slightly, yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but I mean, yeah, it was based on slavery and the horribleness of that, and that's about it,
right? Yeah. So,
don't you like it when they go, based on true events, and it's like there was one thing that mildly happened.
One
piece turned that into an entire story.
Yeah. Yeah,
I hate that when they're trying to sell real life. They're trying to sell real life for this movie, you know. It grinds my gears.
Right. Anyway. Yeah. So that's what I did this weekend. Oh, we had a birthday party for Serenity, and the food was good because I made it. And
yeah, don't pat yourself on the back too. Are there very horror ones?
That's all right. Ouch! 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 Ooh! Pat myself on the back.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
I was about to say, do we want to start getting to the news? See,
let's get to some news.
I don't have a ton. But I got about enough news for us to fill 20 minutes.
Perfect. There's a movie called Barbarian on HBO Max, and somebody at work said, I think Earl would like this movie. I don't think anybody else would, but I think Earl would like this movie. So
Barbarian?
Yeah, something like that.
Is it Conan the Barbarian?
No, it's Richard Brake plays something. I don't know.
Richard Brake.
He was Doomhead in 31.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'm in control.
Yeah.
I know, Clint. I'm in control.
Yeah.
It's here they announced the casting for the Creature Commandos.
No.
That DC is going to come out with.
Isn't it like Frankenstein and Dracula?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frankenstein is going to be David Harbour.
That's a good one.
It's mostly unknowns, but they have two or three big names. Like Frank Grillo is playing Rick Flag Sr.
Okay.
And Two Dicks.
Oh, the good old Two Dicks.
He's going to be in there. I forgot what he's going to be, but he's going to be in there. And James Gunn, Weasel is going to be back.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, Sean Gunn.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really haven't said anybody else but Frankenstein other than him.
Well, you know that Universal Studios has to be kicking themselves in the ass, right?
Yeah.
Because they own the best monsters, and they didn't think of this.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get back to it. But before Renfield, did you see the trailer for the movie about the ship that's carrying Dracula?
Yes.
Dude, yes. Holy shit, that looks so good.
That looks really cool. That's...
I mean, I already know how it's going to end.
Yeah.
But if that's how the Dark Universe takes off, that would be a great way to start.
That would be a great way to start the Dark Universe over, you know?
Yeah. Because it's based on Bram Stoker's Captain's Log, right? The chapter he did in the book.
Yeah, but it's more like Nosferatu.
Oh.
You know, Nosferatu actually, Bram Stoker stole that from Nosferatu.
Mm. So Nosferatu was actually a guy, or?
Yeah.
But he replaced with Nosferatu with...
He's Count Orlok, the, you know, the big-eared, bald, big-teeth vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Nosferatu was, he was a real, real guy. He wrote the book.
No. Bram Stoker wrote the book, but he got the idea from the Nosferatu, came over on a ship.
Oh, okay.
And then after that, I mean, Bram Stoker was like, no, okay, so what we're going to do is, you know, he came up with the idea of moving the dirt from his homeland with him, and you can only be invited into a place and stuff like that. Like, it was like Bob Kane and Bill Finger, you know, like Bob Kane created Batman, but Bill Finger created everything that was cool about him.
Mm.
So I forget who created Nosferatu, but Bram Stoker created everything that was cool about Dracula. So
With this new Dracula coming out, who would you cast as Dracula?
If we were doing a... Okay, so what are we doing, like a Avengers type, but with monsters?
Sure, why not?
Okay, so what I would do is I would have, for Frankenstein, I'm going to go Stallone. All right? And then for Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, I'm going to go with Michael Caine.
Mm-hmm.
And for the werewolf, I'm going to go with uh, I think maybe I'm. That's going to be a surprise. Then.
And are you going to have a fourth person there? Or?
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking this is just the beginning where they're trying to be brought in by Van Helsing. Van Helsing is creating a super group, right?
And Van Helsing is Jason Statham.
Van Helsing is Jason Statham. And I think it would go a little something like this. Well, good evening, gents. We're putting together a super group. That's right. Now you've met my creation. Well, he's not exactly mine, but I got him working again. Ain't that right, Frank?
Hey, you know, master, you know, he put the bolts in my neck and, you know, he's got me feeling pretty good. You know, before I was a little mentally irregular, but, you know, right now I feel like, you know, a million volts. You know, that's a little Frankenstein joke, you see, because I got electricity going through my body. I saw the bride of Frankenstein. I'd like to shoot a little voltage in her, you know what I'm saying?
Well, bloody hell. Oh, and here we go. Here's the elusive Dr. Jekyll. Might we see your alter ego? Well, well, well. Now, bloody hell. I've been told that sometimes my alter ego will switch off like a light switch and I become somebody totally new. Ooh! I told you I'm somebody new! Fire! And I knew Dr. Jekyll would come out. Mr. Hyde, rather. And now, here we are. We've got our werewolf. He looks ferocious. And I can't wait to see what he can do.
Well, damn it. How did I get here? I'll tell you. This is weird. I'm covered in hair. Oh! Damn it, Bobby. Where's my kids at? Oh, shit.
I knew this Dark Empire was going to suck. Blood! End scene.
It's okay, Dan. I don't know you. It's my purse. Oh, that was good.
Thank you.
But back to the monsters, though. But with the creature commando, since it's like technically a bunch of unknowns, because they're doing voice work too, right?
Yeah. They'll probably have a shotgun in it.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, with shotgun, you know, it's not that big of a leap for him to
do voice work.
Yeah. Him or Two Dicks.
Right. Good old Two Dick.
Good old Two Dicks.
That's right.
One of my buddies, they watched the entire season of Andor. And I go, does his character K-9 show up at the end? And he's like, I think they saved him for season 2.
I started watching it, but I don't know. It's not as entertaining as The Mandalorian, you know?
No. What episode did you get up to?
For Andor?
Yeah.
Like, 2?
See, episode, like, 3 is, like, picks up so much, and then after that, it slows back down.
I didn't want to bore everybody. I was watching TV. I was watching it, and everybody else was watching it too. And I was like, all right, well.
Like, you don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, some of these people haven't seen the entire series yet.
Yeah. And it's like, and if you want to watch TV with a group of people, you want something exciting. You don't want something that's, something that you get, because you can sit and watch that because you know it's going to have a big, great payoff.
Yeah.
But you feel bad. Yeah. At least that's what I think.
I sat around with the whole family who watched Cocaine Bear last night.
See, that's good. That's good for the whole family.
It is. It is. Wait, Rebecca didn't sleep. That's fine.
Yeah. Wait, you said she didn't sleep?
Yeah, she was so scared afterwards.
Oh, she's afraid that a bear is going to come to Arkansas.
Yeah.
You guys do get bears, though, right?
Yeah, we got some bears.
Okay. Me and a couple commander, we went up to Mount Charleston last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And that didn't count as the weekend, so I didn't count that. So we went up, and I go, do you think there's bears up here? And he's like, no. I was like, it'd be funny if there was.
Nothing can live in Nevada.
No. Yeah. It's too hot.
Sorry.
Did you see the trailer for Indy yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. And,
what do you think?
I can't wait to see it.
I showed Mom, and she, I'm taking her to go see it.
Yeah. Can't believe it.
Because I think it's smart that they're doing a lot. They're showing younger Harrison Ford.
Yeah, that way you can remember him when he was.
I mean, I know what's coming. We're going to see a lot of old Indiana Jones, but.
But we're going to see. Good.
They should just do the James Earl Jones treatment. Just pay for his likeness, and you make all these new Indiana Jones movies with Harrison Ford's likeness, his voice, and you just pay for his likeness, since he's too old to make movies.
Yeah, just do deep fake.
You have somebody else doing that young, that crazy shit. He's too old for it.
Yeah. He really is. He's like 82.
I thought, wasn't he just 80 or no?
I don't think so. He was the same age as Dad. So.
Okay.
I don't know how old that is, but
80. Because Dad was born in
43.
All right. So, damn it. My math has done me in. Well, speaking of trailers, did you see the trailer for Penguin?
Yes, I did. That looked really good.
It looks like, I thought it was like it reminded me of Sopranos-esque.
I thought so too.
Because I'm glad that it's not going full Penguin from the comic book.
Yes.
Or movies.
Yeah, it's taking a different turn.
Yeah, I like that aspect, but Colin Farrell, I think, is going to knock you out of the park.
Yeah, he looks really good. People probably can't believe that it's Colin Farrell.
Yeah, it looks like who's that one guy?
Tony Soprano?
No, the guy that Colin Farrell looks like.
Oh, who did I say he looks like?
Not Manny Patinkin, but Richard Karn.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't know where I pulled that out.
Good job.
I had no idea. Yeah, so, yeah, can you imagine you spent hours in the makeup chair and there's already an asshole that looks just like you?
Richard Karn walks in, he's like, hey, everybody. And Colin Farrell's like, oh, shite.
You gotta work on your eyes. Too good.
Probably.
Oh, mighty. It started production today, or not today, but it's gonna start production in a few weeks because they're finishing up the script right now. They're going to do a Super Troopers 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen the second one.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm afraid to watch it because the first one is so good that, like...
It's definitely, you watch it, you know, like, this first one was so much better.
Yeah.
There are a couple of, like, really good... There are good things. Like, it has Will Sasso.
Yeah.
He plays a Mountie in the movie. Yeah. He does a really good job. It has Rob Lowe.
Oh, wow.
And he's a Canadian mayor.
That's funny.
What else? But yeah, it makes you watch it and you go, I should turn this off from the first one.
Yeah, right? Well, hey, but you know, did you see that Broken Lizard is coming out with Your Highness type movie? It's called Quasi. It comes out on 420 on Hulu, I think.
Broken Lizard.
Yeah.
It's called Quasi.
Yeah, it's about Quasimodo.
Mm.
And the Pope comes to town and he's going to grant one person a miracle or whatever.
Mm.
And Quasimodo wins the thing and he's like, the Pope's like, oh shit, he's gonna make me like want me to heal this wretch and whatever, and they're like, maybe we could just kill it. So I think that's what's
that's money.
Yeah, it's about murder. It's fun. It's cool.
Murder can sometimes be fun.
Absolutely.
Like murdering your wife, not this wife, your ex-wife.
Right. Yeah, gotta clarify. Otherwise, I'll get murdered.
Yeah. Wait, anyway, she's not there right now, is she?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm
good. Because if she heard me say that, she'd be like, what? You mean a sex wife?
That's right. Anyway. Yeah, I saw Super Troopers 2.
Mm.
I mean, I saw the preview for it. I saw that they were making 3. That's what I saw.
Well, speaking of murder, say if you're dating this girl.
Here we go.
And you find out she is a serial killer, but she's going to lure you in with a blowjob.
Sure.
But then when she's going down on you, you grab her head and you just suffocate her while she's down there. And you know what you say to her?
What do you say?
You should have killed me when you had the chance.
There you go.
Too much cardio.
That's a lot of cardio. That's
a lot of cardio.
Oh, you went so far for that one.
Yeah. Ready?
Yep.
Well, it's time once again. Yes, it is, my friend. It's time for the Marvel Beat Game. We'll give you all the news in the MCUs, and then we'll be on our way. We got Sally Hawk and Mighty Thor, and when we get done, our mouth will be sore. But this is it, and here it comes. This is the Marvel Beat Game.
So, not that much on DJ this week, but I do have, did you see the new Marvels trailer?
Yes, I did. We were talking about that. It was supposed to launch the day of the last time we did the show. Yeah. I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah. It looks promising.
It does. It looks like a lot of fun. It's still the most hated trailer on YouTube right now.
Oh, really?
Oh, people just hate bad on the Marvels.
Everybody hates Brie Larson.
They do. She looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks promising.
I thought so.
Like, and after I say I might give Miss Marvel another shot on Disney Plus because she didn't annoy me.
Yeah, watch the movie first and then go back and watch thing.
Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that really turned me off about Miss Marvel is that I thought they were doing too much. And they're trying to get, like, an agenda through.
Trying to get what?
I got you. There was so much LGBTQ alphabet people. They're throwing so much of that stuff. And it's like, I mean, if you put it in, like, subliminally, like, everybody knows Robin's gay.
Yeah.
But you just have him team up with Batman and he's wearing Speedos. You don't say anything about it. You just keep fighting crime like there's no problem. This guy's fighting crime with his dick hanging out.
You just say, stop being a faggot and suck that dick. Come on, Robin. We gotta go. Right? No.
There we go. But I don't mind like if they like hit around it. But when you just start doing gay stuff after everything,
America Chavez, my two moms. Like, okay, you got two moms. Well, let's see them scissoring. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, like the way she said that, I was like, that's fine. You know, I have no problem with that. But if you say you throw too much gay out there, you turn into, oh, you're a bigot or you're Kid Rock.
Yeah, right? Shit.
And he's like, oh, I'm not drinking Bud Light. It's all about Coors. And Coors like, the fuck you are. Have you seen that meme?
No.
Where Bud Light's, or it's not, it wasn't a meme, but it's like a little cartoon, and Kid Rock's like, Budweiser is gay. I'm gonna go drink Coors. And you see Coors can go, the fuck you are, and it changes its colors on the can.
It's funny.
Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, sorry to get on a rant there. But
no, but I get it. You know, you're tired of seeing this shit. You know, like let's get back to telling the story. It doesn't matter how gay the character is, all right? Like in Alpha Flight, you know, they got gay characters. Yeah, North Star is gay, but they're not showing him pull down the guy's pants and bone him there. You know, it's like. We got to save the world first, and then I can vote.
So. Yeah, then I can fuck Sasquatch.
Yeah, I'll show fuck up Sasquatch's ass.
his head and has a butt plug.
Well, like, I mean, yeah, there's nothing wrong with being gay, but it's just forcing kids. Yeah, my dad is gay. It's just they're forcing, I think it's like they're trying to convince children to start
cutting their dicks off.
Smoking hog, you know?
Yeah. Wait until you're a little bit older before you decide you want to cut your dick off.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, like, until you're, like, you know, 13. You can't really cut your dick off if you're 5. At least wait until you're 7.
Yeah. I mean, if you do, it's probably because you had an accident on some scissors or something.
Yeah.
All right.
It does. It looks really fun. And I don't know who's going to be the bad guy in this movie. I think it's going to be Denver or something.
No, did you see? It was, what's her name? She's the new accuser.
Denbar.
Something like that.
It's like D-E-N dash something.
But she's a Cree. And, she's the new accuser.
So she's run. So she's taking over Ronan's spot.
Basically, yeah. I mean, there's other zealots like Ronan, but everybody, all the accusers carry one of those hammers.
Mm.
So it's not like, oh, that's Ronan's hammer. There's lots of those.
Yeah. But so do you think they're going to, like, with the multiverse about to come out, you think that's going to be their chance to switch it up and get a new Nick Fury or what?
No, I think what they'll do is they're going to try and find somebody that can take over for Nick. You know, he won't be around forever, so.
Oh, yeah, but like, you know how I'm saying, like, Robert Downey Jr. is always going to be Iron Man. So I don't know if they can ever find somebody to replace him. But Nick Fury in the comics started out as a white guy. But he became Samuel L. Jackson because
Samuel L. Jackson. No, well, they did in the comics, they did the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah.
And when they did the Ultimates, they made Nick Fury Samuel Jackson because that's what the writer thought Nick Fury should be. Is, you know, he wanted somebody badass, so they made him Samuel Jackson. And when they were doing the movies, they took from the comics and they made him Samuel Jackson. So.
It was a good casting.
Do you ever read the Ultimates? I mean, the Ultimate Comics?
No.
It's pretty much what the MCU is because Thor doesn't wear the helmet and Cap has a more soldier-esque kind of costume with, like, you know, like packs on his belt and he's got combat boots and
he's got America's ass.
Yeah, he's got America's ass, and that's why they chose the Ultimates Captain America for this. But
did they still do that series or no?
Do what?
Did they still do the Ultimates or no?
No. There was a crisis a couple of years ago. They had a kind of back when Wanda was doing the No More Mutants thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought all the universes together into one. And so the Ultimate Universe collided with Earth 616.
Yeah, that doesn't really work out. It's like, because they're just going to come up with a new timeline, you know.
They will, because, you know how, like, you and I grew out of comics, but there's kids out there that will still read them, but they have to, you know, you want to explain the comic, from a jumping on point to where it's easy to understand, and you don't want the kids to be like, shit, I know the character, but I have no idea what's going on here. Yeah, so.
Do you have anything else for this week's BJ or no?
Oh, no, man.
Okay. Take us out.
All right.
Is that you? No, that's a picture of Benny Hill.
I can see technology is really kicking your producer's ass.
Yeah, she's there. It's a picture of Benny Hill, and she's like, "Is that you?" And I'm like, "No."
Yes, I'm an old Englishman.
Yeah. We all look like we're perverts. Lastly, did you watch this week's episode or last week's episode of Mandalorian?
I did. That's good. You like it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Does Carlos Esposito, does he have it in his contract that he's in the last two episodes of this every season?
Yes.
No, next week or tomorrow's episode is going to be the last episode of the year, season.
Well, from what I understand, Dave Filoni said that people are going to be sad yet satisfied with the end of the season.
Dave Filoni, more like Dave Baloney.
Right? Yeah, you're right. It is Dave.
But yeah, I thought it was really good. I kind of almost teared up when that big.
Yeah, the big heavy guy.
Yeah, the big guy with the Gatling gun. That Mandalorian went down.
Yeah, he blasted his gun until it melted, and then
yeah,
then pulled out his knife and started stabbing fools.
Yeah,
yeah,
vibrator knife.
Yeah, and then it showed that the, you know, what badasses the Red Royal Guards from the Jedi Rises is.
Those are the Red Emperor's Guards?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was wondering, I was like, are those from the Rise of Skywalker or what?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it took three of them to take him down, but.
Yeah, he kicked their ass.
And then you had Grogu Cop.
Yes, part man, part cop, all Grogu.
Yeah, he was good too.
No. Yes.
I mean, technically, he did talk, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, overall, I would say it was solid 8.
Yeah, I'd go 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to get too crazy with it.
Actually, this entire season has been, I really enjoyed it.
Was the season finale last year the one with Luke Skywalker, or was that the one before?
No, that was, well, last year they didn't have a season, it was Boba Fett.
No, I mean the last,
Yeah, that was the one with Luke.
That was a 10. That was a 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Crap my pants.
Yeah, and then you see Luke. You're like, oh. Yeah.
Oh, Luke. Yeah, that was good.
Anything else?
No, I got nothing.
No. Yeah. No, I'm tapped out.
All right. All right, everybody. Hey, if you enjoyed this edition of Morning Woodruff, you can tune in every Tuesday morning around this time for a brand new episode. And you can probably find us on the Anchor app, Spotify, and Apple Music, maybe. And wherever music is found, I don't know. Check under the seat.
Yeah.
And you can find us on YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, or, of course, Spotify. And Apple Music, maybe.
Yeah, he does sound good. well, just to interrupt you, we are going to be doing a special live show next week.
That's right.
When me and you're all face to face, tip
to tip, we face the music.
Yep,
that's right. Looking forward to it. Big exciting show. Mm. Big exciting show. Big exciting show. It's the BES. The big exciting show.
The biz.
It's the biz. Anyway, we'll give you the biz next week.
Okay.
Right here on Monday.
See you later, guys.